Love, love. All right. Well, this is the last Sunday for that particular song, and it's so beautiful. And this is the last Sunday in this month of love. But as you know, love is our focus every Sunday, because love is what we are, even when we're not feeling loving. Because love is all there is to be. Even when we take on a temporary, unloving identity. Because love is all there is, period. Here, there, and everywhere. No matter what appears to be. In the way of knowing, we read, reality is the love, which is God. It is the Creator's will to extend love. You were created out of the will of the Creator, and therefore your will to express love is the will of God. They are one and the same. Let's just think about that. Every time we feel love, every time we express love, every time we are willing to choose love above any other choice, we're expressing the will of God in us. It's there somewhere, or else we wouldn't be here. And we would not have the will to express love at all. No matter how big or how small that love may feel within us. Despite appearances that make us look like we're separate from God and each other, despite appearances that cause us to feel the way we feel about ourselves and others. There's not one of us here, or wherever you may be right now, that doesn't want to feel love and to express it in some way. When we feel love or any of the feelings that love gives birth to, compassion, kindness, patience, tenderness, understanding, unselfishness, generosity, we feel good. And when we don't, we don't. When we express love freely, we feel peaceful and happy, and we have a sense of well-being. And when we don't, we don't. Even if our head tells us that we have a good reason not to feel love or to express it in any moment, and even if we may agree with our head and feel justified withholding love, we're in conflict with our heart that beats in holy rhythm with the will of love, and that conflict never feels good. Now you'd think that the will to love would be so powerful within us, it would be impossible for us to be unwilling to love everything and everyone. That our head could never get in the way of that. But when an unloving thought comes to mind, and we give it the time of day by evaluating it and deciding whether it has merit or not, our focus and attention gives that unloving thought creative power to manifest and form an expression in our life. And as it does, as it manifests as unloving forms of experience, the more convinced we are that we have good reason not to be willing to love. The power we give any thoughts is our power. And our power, that power, is the power of God. They are one and the same. We have no personal power. But we are so free that we can use the one power, the only power, in any way that we decide to, including to block our awareness that love is what we are. We read in the Science of Mind, talk, live, act, believe, and know that you are a center in the one. All the power there is, all the presence there is, all the love there is, all the peace there is, all the good there is, and the only God that is omnipresent, everywhere. Consequently, the infinite is in and through man and is in and through everything. We don't have the power to change love or manipulate love, because God is love. We don't have the power to prevent love's presence from being everywhere, all the time. But we do have the power to choose whether or not that presence is expressed as us. When we try to manipulate love by trying to convince others to behave in a certain way, so that it'll be easier for us to love them. When we try to behave in a certain way, even when it doesn't feel authentic, because we think it'll be easier for someone else to love us. When we limit our willingness to love to a set of ideas as to what love should look like, and to rules that determine when and how it should show up and how others ought to respond. We're trying to make love happen with our head, and that's not where love originates. Which brings us to the title of today's talk, Find the Feeling Place. Emerson famously wrote, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." What lies inside of us is that feeling place where our will is one with our Creator, where the will of love lives as our will, where love guides us. We know exactly how to express it, and there's no judgment or fear, no matter who or what may be before us. No matter what we've been thinking in our head about love, no matter what we think in the next moment about anything. That feeling place in us won't change or disappear. It's always there. Thoughts change. Emotions change. But love isn't a thought. And it isn't an emotion. Love is reality. And love is what we are eternally. Thoughts come and go. Thoughts can be quieted. Thoughts can be revised and replaced. But that doesn't mean that what we think is unimportant. Because what we focus on and think about creates the vibration that creates our life experiences. Emotions come and emotions go, depending on what we're thinking, because we feel the vibration of our thoughts. Still, how we feel is important, because as Abraham Hicks tells us, how we feel indicates our point of attraction. If we're feeling good emotionally, then what we're thinking is attracting something good. No worries. No problems. But if our thinking is in conflict with the will of love in us, we're not going to feel good emotionally or attract anything good into our experience. Our thoughts cause a vibration that we can feel. The good news is, since our thoughts can be changed, we can change our thinking and change how we feel. But sometimes we can have an unpleasant emotional feeling without knowing what we've been thinking, because we haven't been paying attention to what we've been thinking. We've been on mental autopilot. Our thoughts can become so habitual that, like any other habit that we don't know we're doing, we don't notice the thinking that is causing us not to feel good emotionally. Ever tried to track one of those thoughts down? You notice you're not feeling so good? What was it I was thinking then? What's bothering me? And then you figure it out. You've tracked it down. Oh, it was that. That's why. And then you leave it there because you felt a little better just to find it. But you didn't do anything about changing that thought so it would just feel better. Whatever it was about. It's easy for us to believe that how we're feeling has nothing to do with what we're creating, but that thought that didn't feel good will go on creating experiences that don't feel good unless we change that thought to one that feels better. It's just going to hang around, and it's going to create. Now, last summer, a friend of mine embarked upon what appeared to be a huge undertaking, and it's ongoing today. The project has a whole lot of moving parts, and it seems that those parts are all moving to the beat of a different drum. Some are moving more slowly than she'd like them to. And some are not as steady as she'd prefer them to be. And it appears, if you look at what's going on, that she has all sorts of justifiable reasons to feel impatient and frustrated. But she's remained amazingly calm. And the other day when I expressed my inspiration and my awe of her patience, she said, you know, every day. And sometimes, a lot of times throughout the day, I get to choose to be patient or not. I get to choose to feel good or not. And I like to feel good in my life because there's a whole lot more going on in my life than this project. How often do we give some project or some person or some event power to cause us to feel bad in some way? And then we blame whoever or whatever we believe caused it when feeling good or bad is always up to us. Always. We get to choose. Every moment, we are given the opportunity to choose how we want to feel, no matter what's going on in our life or in the world. And that's not pie in the sky, and it's not magical thinking, and it's not fantasy thinking, and it's definitely not a lack of caring. It's knowing the importance of caring, how we feel. It's understanding how the laws of the universe work. It's caring about our point of attraction by paying attention to what we're thinking. And then thinking something different if we want to change our point of attraction. If we're not enjoying our life and what we're attracting to us, it could be time for us to care about how we're feeling moment to moment, to intentionally join our will with the will of our Creator, that Holy One that lives in that good feeling place within us. Then we're able to attract a different life experience. When we intentionally think our way into feeling good, no matter how we do it or what we think about, long as we get there, and we don't let up until we find that good feeling place, we discover our purpose for being created. The Way of Knowing tells us we're here to celebrate the reality that we are already in love, because love is all there is. We are here to celebrate the reality that we are already as the expression of love, because love is all we are in every moment. No matter what may be happening around us, and no matter if others think we should be going crazy, we get to choose how we want to feel. If we choose to feel good, love and all that love gives birth to, compassion, kindness, patience, tenderness, understanding, unselfishness, and generosity will flow into our life experiences without impediment, without obstacles, and without mistake. The love that created us requires nothing but our willingness to love. When our willingness to love doesn't require the world to show up in any particular way, we realize that we are already in love because there is no other place for us to be. Namaste. All righty. I was going to say I'm going to miss that subject, but like I said, every Sunday, it's there. All right. So this is the time of our service when we get to express love as gratitude. And perhaps you'd like to express it as generosity, because both are important and both go together. It's been said that we individually benefit from receiving and giving. Because as we receive, as that will comes to us, we benefit. And as we give and give that love and expression financially, we benefit as well. Because it feels good. Because it multiplies. Because that's what the extension of love does. It goes on and on and on. So if you've been wondering how you can feel a little better, our treasurer, Dr. Jamie Phillips, is here to tell you how.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Today I'm going to show you how to share some love. Okay, if you are watching on Facebook, there's a donate button on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Life Enrichment Center, and hit the donate button. You can go to our website, LEC Flint, and lecflint.com. Don't forget that last part. And hit the donate button. You can go to PayPal, and our PayPal email address is lec2512@gmail.com. Or you can send us a check, and our new mailing address is Life Enrichment Center, 321-294. Yeah, I missed the P.O. box. Sorry about that. All right. Our new mailing address is Life Enrichment Center, P.O. Box 321-294, Flint, Michigan, 48532. Thank you. I only do this every week, and it's like, wow.
One
of these days I'm going to do it right. Okay, and here in the sanctuary, we're going to have our gratitude receiver come forward, please. And we're going to listen to Marcy Allen, Jason Phillips, and Larry Manderville doing Grateful, followed by a gratitude prayer by Reverend Stephanie. Thank you.